Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Women do not. Why? Because women are mature. And here's where I feel bad for the women. You never had a chance to have fun. Girls are thrown a maturity as soon as you're born. What's the first toy a little boy gets? Gun, truck, bike. That's fun. What's the first toy a little girl gets? Another little baby girl. That's a little messed up, right? Hey, I'm a baby. I'm having so much fun. Time to grow up, baby. Here's your baby. I just got here. What's that kitchen set for? Get in there. You go learn how to bake cookies. But don't eat them. You don't get fat.
You know Steve Byrne from all the talk shows at night, from doing stand-up all over the Chicago area. You've seen him with stand-up specials on television, on his own program, on TBS. Steve Byrne is coming back to the Chicago area in a couple of weeks. And my pal Steve Byrne joins us on the phone right now. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for playing that clip because I love hearing myself.
Of course you do. Do you laugh when you hear this? I know you've only, you know, probably done the jokes about 500 times. I've heard that bit.
No, I've
heard that bit before. I was laughing when I was watching it this morning.
Mission accomplished. Thank you very much. No, I don't know. It's like, it's kind of weird. Sometimes I haven't heard a joke in a while and I'll kind of think, oh, that's kind of fun. But, yeah, I mean, I can't stand hearing myself. It's really nauseating.
Why is that? Why is that people don't like to hear themselves? I wonder why that is.
Well, it's the same feeling, unless you're Brad Pitt, when you wake up in the morning and you look yourself naked in the mirror, you're like, oh, not this guy again. That's exactly how I feel when I look to myself. So,
I will never have that experience, so I can only imagine that. So where do we find a Steve Byrne this morning somewhere in America?
I'm actually on the West Coast, which I'm really happy about because of the weather, but I'm over here in Seattle. I just did a run of shows, and I'm preparing to film my hour special in Chicago, February 6th at Lincoln Hall. So I'm really excited to get back to the city, you know, that's so known for comedy and synonymous. And when they asked me, where do you want to film the next special, I said Chicago. I had such a great time living there, and I'm excited to get back.
I love that, you know, that Chicago has such a special place in your heart that you lived here for a while. But, I mean, Chicago means a lot to you for a lot of reasons, right?
Yeah. I lived in Chicago. I lived in Bucktown for a few years, and I knew I had to move to Los Angeles when I probably put on 30 pounds. I think that you have that winter weight where you're like, hey, it's winter, nobody cares. And, you know, next thing it's Portillo's, it's Italian beef, it's back to Portillo's, then
right.
It's more Italian beef, gravy
right.
Fries. It's like, all right, I got to get the heck out of here.
Exactly right. It would have killed you if you had stayed here any much longer.
Exactly, yeah.
So what are you talking about these days? I mean, what are the, you know, some of the big things in your show right now? I know, you know, you've talked about, you know, being half Irish, half Korean in your show. That's been a big part of your show. And the talk right now, you know, with diversity in the movies, that has to be something that's kind of gotten your attention, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that the diversity in film could do a better job, but I'm glad that Chris Rock stayed on a host. You know, I have friends all back in L.A., and I know that last night he was there working on the material at the Comedy Store. So it's kind of funny because Dave Chappelle actually brought Chris Rock up on stage, so the audience got a double whammy. And Chris was working on the new material. From what I hear, it's pretty killer. It's pretty edgy, as Chris always is. So I'm pretty excited to see what he has to say. But anytime I think I hear anybody talk about diversity, it's like, you could try to trumpet change, but I think ultimately it's a challenge for all the artists out there to really see how good a material you can actually write, and maybe you can change the course of the game with creating something even better than anybody could create for yourself. So hopefully it'll spur a lot of actors and actresses to put pen to paper and write something for themselves.
Yeah, I think I was talking. I interviewed Ken Jeong a couple of weeks ago. He's in the new Kevin Hart and Ice Cube movie. And he's had so much success now with his own show, Dr. Ken. I was talking with him, and, you know, we were talking about how, you know, sort of landmark it is for somebody who is Asian American to be, you know, the star of his own successful situation comedy. It's a big deal.
Yeah, and look, a lot of your listeners might know Ken Jeong as the man that jumped out of a truck naked in The Hangover, but I also know Ken Jeong as the man that said Asians back another 3.5 inches. but Ken and I have been great friends for a long time. It couldn't be a sweeter, a nicer guy. I knew him when he was strictly just a doctor, and he would make up excuses and cancel on patients to go and audition. So if you had it, if Ken was your doctor, I feel really bad for you. But hey, look, he got 5 minutes on The Office or the Larry David show. So
it worked out for him. It all worked out for him. What would you? What do you think you would do if you were not in a comedy, Steve? Did you want to do something else? Or did you ever have a fallback job? You know, if this doesn't work out, I'll do this instead.
I really had no idea. You know, I fell into this right out of college, and it was one of those things where stand-up comedy for me, especially the first few years, was almost like dating an incredibly gorgeous girl. I couldn't stop thinking about her. I couldn't wait to see her again. And, you know, I was almost borderline obsessed with it in New York City very early on. So I was really, really fortunate to have fallen into stand-up comedy. And to this day, I still have that same passion, which is great because I think a lot of people don't necessarily appreciate or love their jobs, but I've always been just knee deep in this. So really happy and fortunate.
Well, I can't wait to see when you come to Chicago for the taping of your special at Lincoln Hall. What are the details of all this? I mean, are tickets available for this now?
Yeah, there's a few tickets available. You know, the show is close to selling out, both shows. This is going to be a taping for Netflix. We're filming at Lincoln Hall Saturday, February 6th. It's 7 o'clock at 10 o'clock. And you can get tickets by going to Lincoln Hall. And there's a few left for the 7 and a few left for the 10, a little more left for the 10. But I'm really excited about it. And I learned a lot the last few years about doing specials because the last two have been really racial. So I think the minute you talk race these days, it's almost as polarizing as talking politics or religion. So I have a different take on it this time around, and it's a lot more unifying, and I'm really proud of it. So,
you'll find new ways of offending people this time that we've never heard from you before?
Always, absolutely, yeah. So when you wonder, why hasn't he worked since the cancellation of Sullivan and Son? Come and see the show, and you'll understand why.
I'm telling you what, I have never laughed so hard when I've gone to see Steve Byrne doing comedy. So I hope everyone will come out and see it. It's going to be February 6th, Lincoln Hall in Chicago, 7 o'clock show, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. We'll get the website for Lincoln Hall's to buy tickets, and we'll mention that in a few minutes.
Absolutely.
I know you have to hop on a plane. Steve, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you when you're in town.
Thank you, Dean.
There is
Steve. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. There's Steve Byrne.